This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 27th, episode 1221, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. Hey, Jamie, the people at health.com put together a list of the four healthiest pets that you can own. So these are pets that help make you healthier. Okay.
Are these like, they're not including allergies, right?
Correct. Yeah. Unless you're okay. Of course allergic to them. Yeah.
Okay.
So assuming you're not allergic to them, horses made the list as number four.
Well, they should be number one. My God, it's exhausting having a horse. You should be.
That's true. Let me read what they said about horses. A study last year found that kids who were just around horses were less stressed out. You also use a lot of different muscles when you ride a horse, like your quads, hamstrings, and core.
I'm doing it wrong.
Especially, they didn't include the muscles you use when you bale hay, when you clean stalls, you know, all that other stuff. They didn't include that. Yeah.
So what other, and I mean, we know horses is healthy. We know having them is a lot of work and exercising and grooming and going to get them out of the pasture. It's very cardiovascular. What other animals do
they
think?
Right above horses, and the number three spot is fish.
What? Fish beat horses?
Yes, because a study said that if people who stare at a fish tank for 20 minutes before they went to the dentist, that it relieves stress, and it's just a big stress relief watching fish. So I guess that explains why all dentist offices in the old days had these huge fish tanks.
The only thing my dentist has, and I've talked to him about this repeatedly. Listen, I don't know the guy very well, but I'm like, listen, I got to talk to you about your decor. I'm already here. I don't need to see pictures of rotten teeth on the wall. I don't. I'm here getting it fixed. Rotten teeth pictures need to be out in the public for people that aren't coming to the dentist.
You want
I don't
pictures
see
of
here.
Bunnies and horses.
Give me a fish tank. I don't want to see pictures of somebody who had work done and is now better. I'm here getting work done. I don't want to know rotten teeth. trust me, when you go to the dentist next, you'll start to notice all the pictures of rotten teeth on the wall, and you'll be like, oh my God, she was right.
All right, I'll look next time we're there.
Yeah, there you go. What other animals?
Number two on the list, which I vehemently disagree with, is cats.
Ew.
Because they say petting them is a stress relief. And, you know, I agree that petting the cat is a stress relief for the 2 minutes a day he actually sits on your lap and lets him pet. The rest of the time, I'm cleaning puke and poop on the floor, and he's running around the house knocking things off, and he's on the counters. Pretty much, I get more stress from the cat than I think he relieves.
See, our cat causes stress in our marriage because I like my cat. My husband hates cats. And he's like, but I get it because you go to pet him and then you lift your hand up and I have a white cat. So you're totally covered in white hair and you have a long haired cat.
Oh, and he has uniforms. He has to go to work.
Yeah. And then Frank is our cat. He always climbs in the closet and lays on his clothes, clean clothes. He gets very upset. He's like, damn cat. I was like, if you just put a cat bed in your closet, he'll be fine and be happy.
No, he won't. He'll still sleep on his clothes.
What made number one?
Number one was dogs. Pooches are number one because people with dogs are 34% more likely to reach the recommended guidelines for exercise. I guess because you have to walk your dog. I think they help relieve stress too. I like dogs better than cats for that, but that's just me. I'm a dog person.
Yeah. Until once you get out of the puppy stage, they're less stress.
Yes. After they stop chewing your house into pieces, they're less stress.
Not puppies.
Yeah, yeah. We'll never get another puppy. I'm like,
that's why
I'm
we
over
do
it.
Greyhounds. They're already grown up when we get them.
That's a good point.
All right, good anyway, list. That was from health.com for what it's worth. But I was just happy horses at least made the list in a mainstream press article. Jennifer, what is on today's show?
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition. Once our daring duo of co-hosts have recounted their most recent weekend adventures, Mike from Crosswinds Equine Rescue is going to stop by and tell us about how one of their rescued horses at their facility is using a high-tech device to see with sound. In the wacky world of Horse Nations turns the laugh track up to a 10 in the third half of the show. And in keeping with our laugh out loud theme today, happy birthday to Bugs Bunny, who made his wisecracking carrot crunching debut on this day 75 years ago.
Happy birthday, Bugs.
Did Jennifer have her own sound?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, way to go, girl.
This is the Rabbit of Seville, which I think was one of the most popular Bugs Bunny cartoons ever made. Yep, I knew Jennifer would like that. Anyway, Daily Winnie time. This is a very special Daily Winnie. This one is from Maria in Gotland, Sweden. And Maria says, thanks, Jamie, Glenn, and Jennifer, for putting on the most entertaining shows. You mix education, news, and fun stuff perfectly. This summer, I got a filly who is feminine, refined, and has a ton of attitude. Her registered name is rather long, so we came up with a new barn name. Yes, we named her Jamie.
What?
She is an American miniature horse and will mature at 33 inches. This girl, this lady, what a nice thing, by the way, having a horse in Sweden named after you. But listen to what she said. I got the filly who is feminine, refined, and has a ton of attitude and is going to be really short. So there you go. It's perfect. She knows you so well.
I have made it in the world.
You have.
I have made it. Screw anything I've done in the past. I have a horse named after me.
And go to Facebook and hit refresh on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, and you're going to see a picture of your namesake. I just posted it, so you should see it up there, so everybody can take a look. Just go to Facebook, and you'll see Jamie's namesake up there.
Oh my gosh! Sure, at 33 inches. Well, we'll be shoulder to shoulder.
By the way, I got a hold of this person this weekend, Maria, and we had a lovely chat on Facebook. She was scheduled to come on the show and tell you about this herself right now this morning, and then she had to work a double shift. She's a pediatric nurse in Sweden, and she listens to our show all the time. So
she's smart, too, and she still named a horse after me. My
she
God.
Still listens to the show. So yes. And she was so afraid to come on the show. She was so nervous because of her English. But I think it would have been fine.
Probably no worse than mine.
Yes. So congratulations, yeah. Jamie. Isn't that cool? But when you woke up this morning, you didn't think you'd have a horse in Sweden named after you.
That is about the coolest thing I've ever heard, actually. So I thank you so much. That's very nice. I don't care if it's because it has an attitude and it's short and sassy and probably kicked you. I just appreciate the thought.
I just thought she nailed it. Feminine, refined, a ton of attitude and short. It just was perfect. I can see why she thought of you. It was perfect. Yeah.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
It's cute, too. So that counts.
It's cute. Yeah, it is. Oh, can I add one other thing? In that picture, he looks really sleepy, so it's perfect. It's like,
oh my God, it is my spirit.
It's your
animal.
Doppelganger.
It's my spirit animal. That is really cool. That is like the coolest thing that I've ever heard. Okay, great. Thank you so much. My Daily Winnie goes to a girl. to be 19 again, Glenn. Oh, to be 19. I decide to go. I sent Jennifer a picture, so hopefully you can post it on our Facebook page, Jennifer. I went on a trail ride yesterday with a neighbor girl, and she and I ride together all the time. She's 19 years old, and she's back from college for the summer, so we try to catch up. And so she comes over on her horse. She lives about five houses down. So she comes over on her horse, and we go out to the farm fields, and we're galloping around. And I mean, we're having fun. I rode Thor. He's just such a great trail horse. We're getting on it in several different places. And I, at one point, I'm like, Shannon, what's on your leg? A cast. She freaking like broke her leg, and she is in a boot from the knee down. I didn't even notice she didn't have her foot in the stirrup as we're galloping around. She's just holding on, her leg in a cast. And we're galloping around like crazy, and she's talking away like nothing's a big deal. And yeah, she's to be 19 again and be like, you know what? I'll just ride without a stirrup. I'm okay. It was awesome.
Cast on your leg.
Yeah, she's a cast on her leg. So I just sent Jennifer a picture of it. So she will post it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Oh my gosh. Like I said, to be young again.
Young and foolish and crazy.
And strong and balanced, yeah, exactly. And have core strength and right. Not have
not
had a
not be whacking
baby.
Your horse in the side with a cast all the,
exactly,
the whole time.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So there you go.
You were probably sore after the ride and she wasn't. That's the
oh
ironic part.
Oh my God,
part.
My back hurts.
That's
my
funny.
My shoulders are sore. Yeah, totally. And she's like riding with one stirrup as in a dead run around the pastures. And me, I'm like, come on, Thor, don't spook. Come on, don't spook. Come on, here we go. That's kind of not true. I'm kind of like, yeehaw. But there you go. That's for Shannon.
There you go.
Now, I did go see a movie this weekend, Glenn.
All right. But first, let me do the final Pan Am Games report.
Oh, good.
Let's get this out of the way. Final report. Last chance to play the music.
Get the horse stuff out of the way.
All right. U.S. McLean Ward claimed the Pan Am Jumping Gold.
Woo-hoo!
Over the weekend for the individuals. Now, if you remember right, in the team competition was a little different result, but the United States won the gold with McLean Ward leading the way. Apparently, it was also a nail biter. And just like the team competition was, it came down to the wire. He ended up winning on Rothschild, who he took to the last Pan Am Games and came in, I think, fourth. So he's moved his way up with Rothschild. He does very well in Rothschild. Rothschild's earned him a few bucks along the way. So this is his first individual championship medal. Now, think about that. How often do we think about and read about McLean Ward? This is his first championship gold medal. He's won with teams before, but never on his own. So congratulations to him. Silver went to Andreas Rodriguez from Argentina, and bronze went to Lauren Ho from the United States. So
I bet you the Argentinian, what was his name again?
Oh, and it was close too with him. His name's Andre Rodriguez.
I bet he's hot. He's from Argentina.
That's not what I was expecting. I thought you were going to say, oh, I bet you he's good. But
well, I know he's good. He came in second.
I don't know. Let's look him up on Facebook and see.
I'm
going to
Google
check
him
out
right now.
Here.
I bet he's beautiful. Sorry.
Hey, by the way, we've had a lot of requests. Remember I posted on congratulations to the teams. And that's it for the reporting from Izzy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like like a younger Roger Federer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. I just, that's my moment of objectification on the male species today.
Well, there were a lot of requests after I posted the Nacho video on Friday that we get him on the show. I don't think it would be too hard to get Nacho on the show. So, Jennifer?
I'm right on it.
Yeah, get Nacho on the show just so girls can hear him talk and, you know, that. Okay. That's all we really need him for.
Might have to conduct that interview yourself because I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't even get that sentence out. So, yeah.
Ugh. All right. Let's talk about your weekend.
Well, I went to see the movie Trainwreck, and I wanted to give a review of Trainwreck for all the ladies out there that think, you know, Amy Schumer's funny, but it might be too much. It was totally raunchy, and I laughed until I cried. I actually laughed so hard I cried in like three different spots. And Chad was sitting next to me, and the entire theater was couples, it seemed. And every woman was in hysterics at several. I mean, through the whole thing. And every guy was like, oh my God, is this really happening? And of course the guys thought several of the parts were funny. I'm trying not to give anything away, but if you like Amy Schumer and you like, I mean, it's not X-rated, it's R-rated for sure. But if you like her brand of humor, you will love this movie. It was like a totally raunchy, not totally, it was a raunchy in parts movie, but with like a really sweet romantic comedy in there as well. So I actually kind of cried a little bit in one part, and I laughed hysterically through other parts, and I cringed in other parts, and then I laughed hysterically again. So I left that movie last night in the best mood. I had the best time. Chad really liked it too. We talked about it for like an hour. We went to dinner afterwards, and we had date night, and we talked about that movie through the whole dinner. It was really, really funny. So I highly recommend going to see it. If you're not, I'm trying to give a comparison. If you're not Glenn and Jennifer, you will love.
I was just going to say, which means we would hate it.
No, I think. Well,
my brother saw it too. And he said they loved it. They're Amy Schumer fans, he and his wife. But the last thing he said in his message to me is you guys wouldn't like it at all. So,
do you like Amy Schumer at all? Do you?
I've never seen her in anything. So that tells you something.
Well, to get a taste of Amy Schumer, you need to watch her on. Well, she was just on Jimmy Fallon a couple days ago. And that interview was perfect. But she was on Ellen. You can just YouTube it. It's gone very viral because Ellen couldn't even talk through the entire thing. She was so funny. And being an Ellen, she has to be PG, you know? So she does have some clean stuff. There is some, like, Glenn, I just saw you in this movie being very uncomfortable at times. But Jennifer would have laughed, but I think, man, I don't know. Maybe Jennifer might've been uncomfortable too, but I love humor like that. I think that, I mean, like when she was describing, I can't even say, I don't, but the end.
See, any movie that you cannot take any quotes from and remain rated G, I would be uncomfortable at. Yeah. I'm kind of.
She's
kind
a you guys like She's Pixar. Are you guys prudes? Seriously?
No, Jennifer's more of a prude than I am. Yeah.
Oh, you would never. You wouldn't. Every other woman out there, I would say go see this in the theater. The women in the theater were laughing hysterically, and it is definitely a movie, but it's a good romantic comedy at the same time. But it's just like it steps it up a notch. Like there's I just can't. It's so funny. I don't want to ruin any of it to you because Chad was like, he didn't even know what we were going to see. And I said, we're going to see a movie at 5 o'clock. This is date night here. 5 p.m., baby. 5 p.m. He gets in the car. He's like, what are we going to see? I'm like, we're going to see Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. And he's like, she's funny, but what's the movie about him? I'm not going to tell you because I really didn't know either. I just love her. And he had no idea what he was going to see, no idea what it was about. And he really liked it. So that's the review. When you see the movie, you'll know why I couldn't tell you.
It reminds us of me of our conversation after the show on Friday. Do you remember our conversation? You said, we were talking about the trip and us coming out to see you. And you said, I wish you guys lived closer. We'd do stuff together all the time. And then by the time we were done with that conversation, we determined we never would.
Yeah.
Because we don't like anything. It was so funny. It was just a funny conversation.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. We would hang out all the time. Wait, we would never hang out because we don't do anything the same.
Same.
That's a very good point. Glenn.
Except for an hour and a half in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway. Well, I'm glad you liked it. So for 75% of the audience should go see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
More than 75%, just actually 99.9% of people, just put yourself in that 0.01.
Okay. All right.
But you should DVR it because then you can fast forward to the uncomfortable scenes. Get on Netflix.
We can watch it during our half hour lunch break then.
Why don't you watch some Amy Schumer comedy and tell me if you like her? Like watch her on Ellen and watch her on Jimmy Fallon and then then maybe we can branch into her stand. Now, the stand-up's even raunchier than the movie. So watch those two and then tell me if you think she's funny. And then we'll discuss if you need to see the movie or not.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't want to ruin your little virgin eyes. You poor little thing.
Well, we didn't do much this weekend. We basically hunkered down inside because we were in mosquito hell. About three times a summer, you know, we have every bug in the world here and the largest spiders and things you've ever seen, but and roaches and just everything critter wise you can think of. And but, you know, mosquitoes aren't too bad except for like three times a year when they hatch. And we've been getting a ton of rain every day. It's been raining every day, inches of rain every day. Mm-hmm. It's been like the tropics. So we had a hatch. We can tell exactly when they are. Thursday afternoon and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were just miserable. I mean, you go outside and you look at your legs and you're covered in mosquitoes.
Oh, I hate that.
The little black ones, and as opposed to the big nasty looking ones, these are the little black ones that really do bite. And I'll tell you what, you just could not go outside. I had we had perfume on all weekend, and it was you know, Deep Woods Off is what our perfume was.
Ecovet goat smell.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was just, oh man, we had the horses. I'll have to post a picture of Scooter in his full battle gear. We had his mosquito battle gear on and beakers too. So how did the horses handle it?
Is it my horses get a mosquito in the air and they just start galloping? Do your horses just take it, or do they gallop?
Oh, you should see him. The one horse, Pablo, who lives here, because he doesn't have battle gear. When he came in, he had 100 welts on him. All over his body. What I said to Jennifer is it looked like somebody popped popcorn under his skin.
Aww,
he was just covered in welts. It just is ridiculous.
So they don't just gallop. They just sit there and kind of eat.
If they gallop, they'd be galloping, you know, 24 hours a day because.
Oh, well, that's what mine do.
They gallop around because they've been sucked dry. They're anemic.
Yeah.
No, they just suck it up. They stand there and. Suck it up.
Now we put sheet. Now we have full fly sheets for ours, and thank God we do because
you need to get little Pablo a fly sheet. It's not fair. He's not feeling as loved.
I know. It was just miserable. And you know what? Jennifer never ever misses, you know, more than a day without riding, and never a weekend ever. And I usually drive every weekend, and she didn't even want to do it this weekend. I mean, we were literally going outside in long pants and long sleeves in the 100 degrees just to stop getting eaten.
Now, for all of our listeners up in the Northeast or Northwest or Canada or very snowy regions, I just want to tell you, Glenn, that you just had a snow in. Like, you just got snowed
that's
in.
Right.
You got the Florida.
And they have big ass mosquitoes up there, too. But
I know, but you just had like the
it's our winter, the three day
I can't go outside because I can't get the door open because there's so much snow. That's what you just had.
That's right. The mosquitoes were plastered against the door holding it shut.
It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You're going to have those crappy days. Unless you live in San Ynez at Flag Is Up Farm. Then every day.
We keep having to remind ourselves that it is our winter. We're looking forward to a couple of weeks. We're going up to Ada in Philadelphia and then over to visit Lena in Rhode Island. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be cool, hopefully.
That's great. That'll be fun.
I'm going to have to bring a sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Only in the 80s. It's going to be chilly.
I love that it's 106. It was 109 here yesterday, and I had to take a blanket into the movie theater. It's like free air conditioning. Hey, I've got a question for Jennifer. I need some marriage advice.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready to help me with my marriage?
Ready.
So we've been discussing it. Uh-oh. And kind of going back and forth about the pros and cons. But Chad is night flying, so he's trying to stay up late. And of course, I do this show. So we kind of separate at 9 p.m. and I go to bed and he stays up. And so when I woke up this morning, and this was not a surprise, I knew it was coming. I just didn't know the day. Chad has resurfaced his Facebook page. He had to...
I noticed that.
Disavow his, I don't know if that's the word, get rid of his Facebook page in the past because we were dating when he had his Facebook page up and it was too many women that were, hey, How are you?
Did you make him get rid of his Facebook page?
No, I did not. But he thought for the health and safety of our relationship that he would get rid of his Facebook page. He was a fighter pilot, a single fighter pilot, playa, when we met. Okay. He was a total man whore. So there was too many women that were just too involved on his Facebook page. And now he's like, it's been, you know, we're married, old married couple. Now we have a kid. Like, I just want to know, Jennifer, emotionally, like, how do you handle Glenn? Maybe, you know, because Glenn's famous and he gets lots of messages from girls.
He does actually.
I know.
you've probably heard of this phrase, and my good buddy Helena B reminds me of it regularly. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Oh my God.
So become an administrator on his page.
Can you do that? Can you become an administrator on somebody's personal page?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer. No, I don't know the answer to a personal page. You know, I can make anybody administrator on the page, like our show page, but I don't know about personal pages. That's just wrong, by the way, coming from the guy's point of view. Have some trust here, girl. Trust.
I have trust.
You're married
to
him.
I have trust
in him,
but I don't trust other women.
Going from the base with his dangerous fighter pilot job to home. And then he has to be a horse husband.
Glenn missed that comment altogether. It's not Chad you mistrust.
Exactly. He was talking.
See, and he didn't even hear that. He went completely deaf for those three words.
Yeah. And women, you know, we have issues with other women. And I think
I'm pretty safe. I'm like old now, so I'm pretty safe there.
It's not all about you right now, Glenn. Okay. It's all about Chad. No.
Well, yeah, you're not safe. He's still young and good looking.
Let's see. He's not that much younger.
I did notice I had friended him like ages ago and he accepted my friend request last week. I'm like,
know.
Oh, Chad's back.
He had this page forever. And I said to him, Chad, you know, you at least need to make your Facebook page one that is a photo of you not in the desert. Like it was him in the desert. He didn't have any pictures. Now his profile picture is him and Lucas. I'm like, you got to throw me in there somewhere. Come on.
I am looking at his friends here on Facebook.
Oh, look, you're stalking him for me. See, that's all I needed was somebody to stalk.
And everybody on here is holding a child. So, there's this one girl from Sweden, but that's kind of far away. So,
she named her horse after me, so it's fine.
Oh, but it's not the same one. I don't know who this girl is. You have to worry about her. She's from Sweden. So, I don't know. It looks like everybody on here is pretty safe. They are hugging a man or holding a child or wearing a fighter pilot outfit.
Yes, yeah. I know. But I'm actually joking because I do not worry at all about him. Jennifer is right. We do worry about those other women, but he would not get involved in that. I just more thought it was
the one
funny
thing you have to think about when you're a horse husband. You don't have the energy. It's like you're tired. You don't have the energy for that crap. It just takes time. Drain.
It's like I'm exhausted. Right. I gotta go home. I gotta mow. That's I haven't weed eated yet.
That's right. Somebody's got to clean the paddocks. And
the kid is home.
And what
my
girl
God
wants to hear all that?
Yeah. Here, sit down with me. Tell me about your day. Well, let's see. This morning, I had to change a poopy diaper. And after the poopy. Yeah. So anyway, Chad is back. He's officially back on Facebook for all those who are interested. He probably won't. You know what? I don't know why I'm worried. He got on it last night and accepted everybody, and he'll never do anything again.
That's right. It'll be another 3 months before we ever hear from him again. And why is he wearing a Christmas sweater in his profile picture? Were you having Christmas in July, or was it that old?
You know what? This is Chad and his weird brother. That was probably at Christmas, but his brother got him and Chad exact matching sweaters, and they wear them at every family function. So like, we're going to a wedding on Wednesday, up it'll be hot, and they'll wear their Christmas sweaters. They just always wear their Christmas sweaters at the same time. I will promise I will post a picture of him in his Christmas sweater.
That's funny. I don't think you have anything to worry about. Besides, I mean, you're a catch. You've got people around the world naming their horses after you.
I'm kind of famous.
Yes.
I'm kind of. You're exactly right.
I mean, why would he trade that in?
Hey, do we have a commercial to play? Let's get out of this awkwardness.
Yes, we do. You brought it up.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created three different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters. Chill Ultra Paste, with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium. And Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
And of course, you can find them on Facebook at Omega Alpha Equine as well. And we appreciate their support all of these years. Well, coming up next, we have our first guest on the line. We have Mike Cross with us. He's from Crosswinds Rescue. And we're going to be talking to him about one of his special horses he has over there and some really cool technology, too. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Crosswinds Rescue. What are you and where are you?
Well, we're located in eastern Illinois. We bring in horses that need rehabilitation. We retrain, rehabilitate, and rehome.
Where do you find your horses? Where do they come from?
We only do owner surrenders. We've had horses come from a fair amount of distance, West Virginia, Texas. But we bring in horses that we think we can help. So training issues is really what we try to specialize in. Health issues are somewhat solstice. The blind horse fits right in, being he needs some retraining. And that's what we do.
Well, first, good on you for taking in the horses that need the most help and taking time to try and make them into, wonderful animals for somebody else to own. That's a calling. And I know you're a horse husband. You didn't start out in this, right? You started out like me as a horse husband.
I definitely started out as a horse husband. My wife started the rescue. I was a dutiful horse husband. I could clean stalls and handle horses a little bit. When we started the rescue, we started having kids come out. And that's really when I got involved. And it's one very specific child. She was 6 years old. This was 10 years ago. She was nonverbal. The reason she was nonverbal is she was in the apartment her family was murdered in.
Ugh.
Her mother, father, and her little brother were killed. She saw her little brother get killed. When she came, that happened in April or in November, and she came to us in April, 6 years old. When kids are that young, all we really do is we give them the grain. They carry the grain to the stalls. If the horse want to interact, they can interact. If not, then we don't do anything with them. We're going down the stalls, and I'm telling about each horse. The horse we got to that affected her, this is Miata. He was in a trailer accident where his owner died. He got passed from bad home to worse home, and he ended up here. And he'll get better. And she listened to all this. And we went on and fed all the rest of the horses. They came back the next week. We fed 1, 2, 3. And I walked back, and I'm standing next to her foster parents, and she's staring at the horse. And she sounds like she's 20 years old. She goes, "I lost my family, too. I hid behind the couch. I saw my little brother get killed. I stayed quiet. I'm still here. It'll be okay. They'll find you a good home like I have now." Wow. And that was it. I was hooked on doing this. I quit my engineering job and started doing the rescue full time.
I just got chills.
I know. That was the first time she had talked, and it was to that horse.
That was the first time she had talked to that horse. The first words the foster parents had ever heard her say. And I got to witness it. It was quite a moment. It was pretty cool.
To bring us up to solstice. How did you get solstice?
We adopted a horse out to a couple of years ago, and they ran into a situation where they couldn't keep their horses anymore. So they wanted to donate the horse that they adopted from us back, and they had a blind horse and asked us if we could take him also. And we did, not knowing where it would go. He's 100% blind, but he's very, very inquisitive and very smart. A great combination.
How old is he?
He's 9 years old. He's been blind for 2 years, 2.5 years. He had a sickness that made him go blind, so it happened gradually over a few months.
Okay, so he could see at birth. He did have sight for a while.
He did have sight for a while. Okay. He has lots of training. He's a wonderful horse. I was riding him while he was completely blind. The unit. Another person that we adopted a horse to, her brother is the designer of the blind sight. And he made it for dogs, never really thinking about horses.
What is blind sight?
It's an echolocation device. It's mounted underneath the chin on the halter. And we're still working on getting the right refresh rate, and it's still a prototype. Having said that, the how it works is pretty simple. Every second it makes a sound. We hear it as a simple click, kind of like a shorting out electric fence. Click, click. But the sound is the copy of the sound the dolphin makes, and it's actually a three-wave sound. So the way it works is the horse hears the echo come back from the sound. And direction, distance, and texture are the three things that he can hear what is around him. I used to say he can see, but that gets confusing because he's blind. So I've now said he visualizes things that are around him.
It's really sonar, right?
It is sonar, correct. Right. It is okay. Just the echoes coming back that he's hearing. And he's adapted to it really well. We have another horse, 20 years old, that's been blind for 3 years, and she was stall kept from when she went blind, and she went blind with an injury, so it happened quick, really fast that she went blind. She is not very inquisitive, and we are having a hard time training her to use it. She does use it enough that she doesn't bump into walls. We have obstacle course set up that we put them out in so that they can learn how to use it. Falsets can see things down, to about 3 inches, stuff that's on the ground. He can visualize it and step over it. Cricket, she only sees things or visualizes things, down to about 18 inches, anything smaller than that, and she'll bump into it. So she's learning. She's not running into walls. She's not running into fences. But she's not learning nearly as quickly as Falstaff did.
I watched, I was on their website for Blind Sight, and I was watching some of the dog videos too, and the dogs seem to adapt. Dogs are curious and inquisitive too, and they seem to adapt to it very well. It was amazing. I watched the video you did with Solstice where he's walking in and around some jumps that were put up, and it's you would not know, watching that video that he was blind. I mean, he avoided them, stepped over them, whatever he needed to do to get through the situation.
When we have people come visit the farm, I let people wander out in the pasture with him, not telling them that he's blind, and you don't know. There's when you know it, you can look for behavior that you can tell. The biggest one, so it clicks every second. He'll hold still, facing a direction, and it'll click. And the way it's described to me is he gets a snapshot of what's around him every time it clicks. So it'll click, and then he'll turn his head 90 degrees and wait for the click so that he can visualize what's all the way around him. and he does it very deliberately. That's showing how well it works for him.
Wow. You know, when you think about it, you know, we're so advanced as human beings, yet in some ways we are not. When it comes to intuition and this kind of mental ability that the dolphins have and, you know, other marine animals have, and now with this technology, what this blind horse has. All we would hear is clicks if you put it around our neck. It's like...
Correct. Yeah. Well, actually, so I've been playing with this a lot. My background, I'm an engineer. And I'm really fascinated with this technology. I've been having a lot of fun with it. We have a small indoor arena, 60 by 40. And I was riding him a lot in there before we got. I still ride him a lot. He's a wonderful horse. But I have ridden him in there in the middle of the night where I tack him up, I tie him, I turn off all the lights, I go in and close the door, and I climb on his back. And you can start to hear the echoes coming back from it. I'm not saying I can pick out anything from it, but you start to hear the echo from the click. And that's just in a, you know, a 15 or 20 minute time. So, Paul did a wonderful job designing a pretty simple concept. But his execution has been fascinating.
Now, are these on the market? Is it something somebody can buy for their blind animal?
The dog units are on the market, and he has one for a large dog and one for a small dog. The horse units, we're still working on getting the prototypes to be perfect. The big difference between the dog units and the horse units, dogs are predators like we are and tend to see straight forward. So the sound going straight forward and an echo straight back is very natural. Horses, being prey animals, they want to see all the way around them.
Right.
And the unit we have right now only has a speaker going out the front. So there's a lot of time wasted for him trying to look around what's beside him and behind him. Mm. So the next unit we have coming, Paul was supposed to be here this week, but he got a dog bite and he didn't want to travel. But the next unit is going to have speakers pointing out at 45 degrees. And we're hoping that gives the horse a more full picture of what is around them. And the unit, it will be available, but Paul is doing really wonderful, working with us and I don't want to say it's my concern. Paul's really the brains behind this, but Paul's been nice enough to listen to what I've made as suggestions to what we should change.
You know what? I'm a geek. I'm a tech guy. So I listen to all the tech shows and I follow the advancements in technology. And what totally is amazing me is something that's happening now that didn't happen 10 years ago is the number of small companies, individuals who are now getting into the tech world, thanks to the advancements in microtechnology, that are now getting into the tech world and developing new products. It isn't just the Apples and the Microsofts anymore. There are a million little companies getting in and doing amazing things.
Yes. I agree completely. It's amazing.
Well, good for you to be doing the rescue in the first place and to be helping people and horses, and then also for advancing technology for blind horses and animals. This is just great, and who knows what it'll do for humans down the line. I mean, all of that, you know, all of that is becomes a thing later on. So good for you, Mike.
Well, thank you. I feel lucky to be involved with I'm standing outside and Salt is staring at me right now. He finally heard my voice. So.
So I assume he's not going anywhere and being adopted out anytime soon.
He will be. It's not going to happen anytime soon. We're having way too much fun with him. It's absolutely amazing to see him. Like you said, you would not know he's blind if you interact with him.
When you take him out riding, do you do trail riding and stuff? Is he totally trusting? I mean, he just gives over to you at that point?
He does. And part of, it's actually a concern of mine, When you ride him or when you lead him, he doesn't pay attention to the feedback he's getting back from the unit.
That's interesting.
So he trusts. I walked him out of fence. So he's on a lead rope. I'm out of gate. And the wind blew the gate. It was a short wooden gate. And the gate got between his rear legs. And he panicked and he kicked and he broke the gate. His trust was broken with me for several days. I heard him and he was perfectly happy to blame me for it. Riding him, if you ride him up to a log on the trail or a ditch, you just bring him back to a slow walk, you know, gentle, easy, and he'll explore with his feet and test what he's going over. But he did that when he was blind also. I tell people riding him is like riding a motorcycle. If you point him at a tree, you're going to hit the tree. And we have people ride him in our arena, and the more experienced the horse person is, the more often they bump the rail because they expect the horse to turn on its own.
Hey, I got news for you. All of us have had sighted horses that they would do that too. So you point them to a tree, they run into the tree.
Yep.
Yep.
True, true.
It's not just the blind ones.
No, but he won't turn. Actually, he and I interact a lot. We play games with each other, and he'll push me around. I'll push him around. I'll walk him off small dips that he thinks I should have warned him about, and he'll stop and he'll make, you know, angry faces at me like, "You jerk! You should have told me it was there." So I mean, he's a really interactive horse. That's part of what makes him so wonderful.
Well, good for you. What's the website? Where can people find out more about Solstice?
Crosswinds Equine Rescue, CWER.org.
CWER.org is the website. And Jennifer will put a link to JordyCanid.com, which is where you can find more about the echolocation device. And she'll put the link to that on our Facebook page and in our show notes as well. Thanks, Mike, for joining us. It's been fun.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Good luck with this. Keep us up to date on how it's going, and especially when the new device comes out.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Wow, that was interesting. I thought what was most interesting about that is what he said about the trust there, that you know, he had broken the trust. And boy, that's something that you hear a lot about. You just spent a couple of weeks at Monty Roberts' place, and that's something they talk about all the time. I mean,
it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And it is amazing how, especially in a horse that has limited or no sight, how much they are paying attention to you. And even a horse with sight, how much they feel from you is just incredible. And your body language and how much everything matters. So yeah, the horse was right. He was like, "Jerk. Yeah. Hey,
he should have told me that was there.
Why didn't you tell me?
There's two of us. Hello."
Yeah, exactly.
And it's interesting too, how they're just, in a way, they're like humans that way. You know, I've heard people say that, you know, horses don't, yet horses forget, they don't remember, that kind of thing. I disagree with that. I think horses can hold it for a couple days. I do. I don't know if I'm right or not, but
one of the horses we worked at Monty's place was actually in a rescue, and it was the horse that I told you was found on Edwards Air Force Base, and that horse had a big grudge. I mean, he did not forget. And I mean, his case was obviously very different, where his was way down the line of having experienced cruelty at the hands of humans. And he didn't forget. He wasn't going to forget.
Right.
Nah, he's like, "I'm going to kill you forever." I mean, granted, by the end of the 2 weeks, we were able to touch him, but 2 weeks and Monty could touch him. I mean, that's how horrible this horse's life was. So one little thing about breaking the trust, it's definitely a setback.
An amazing story he told too at the beginning there. I was just,
oh my gosh, chills.
You know,
chills.
Just devastating and amazing. I have a couple other amazing stories I want to get to, some not so good, and actually a listener has asked us to talk about the one. So we have a couple of intense stories, let's say, that we need to get to. But first, let's hear from Equestrian Collections and a little song from Stephanie Quayle called "Last Stop." We'll be back after that.
setting sun. Wandering alone, a heart without a home. Another sunrise, another excuse to run. Put a lot of miles on the road to nowhere. Traveling forever, never thought I'd get there. I was just wasting time until I found you. Now I've got somewhere. Stomp on a lonely road. Now I see my future in your eyes. Never could have dreamed you up in a million tries. No longer alone. Now I've got a home. The perfect way to end this long haul.
I'm featuring the Ovation Fantasia Half Chaps in Ladies. The Ovation is coming out with an entire line, Fantasia line. And the thing that is so super cool about this stuff is the bling. All your listeners know I'm all about the bling, and I think you are too. these have some crystals on them, but not too much. It doesn't make them like way out there. It just gives them some really good accents. They come in a couple of colors. They come in the black pastel, and they're also going to have some different bling on them. So they're going to be coming out with some other things, and we'll have them on our site, www.equestriancollections.com, a bridle, I believe, and a few other things that will match these chaps. But right now, we do have the half chaps on the site, and I have actually seen these in person, and they are very cool. I think they have just enough bling to be fun, but not too much to be over the top. Right now, the sizes available are medium and small. There is a size chart on the site for you to look at, but I know that they're going to be getting some more in the very near future. So this is a good time to plan to look at www.equestriancollections.com and see if you can't get your Fantasia outfit together and start out with a half chap. Because you can always use half chaps.
Who can't use half chaps? The ones you've been wearing for the past 3 years are disgusting, dirty, and need to be thrown away. Go check out equestriancollections.com. The Ovation Fantasia half chaps with just the right amount of bling.
Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair today, and we're glad that you decided to join us. I have a couple of stories, and of course, we're brought to you by OmegaAlphaEquine.com. I have a couple of stories for you here that are on the tough side. We'll start with out of I believe it was California, and this is a reward that's being offered by the show Raining by the Bay. If you remember right, when we first started Horses in the Morning, we had the people from Raining by the Bay on.
We did?
Yes, long, I mean, years ago. And they came on the show, and they were talking about how this was a new raining event out in California. Well, there was a rider out there over the weekend by the name of Fappini, who's, I believe he's out of Italy. I met him once. He's a $4 million rider. And he has a horse that goes by the name of, let me see, he has a long name here. I'm not coming up with a name.
This is the name of the horse or the name of the rider?
The rider's name is Fappini, and I'm not coming up with the horse's name right now.
It's okay.
But anyway, he had a number of horses out at this reining event, and this is one of the top stallions in the world that he is riding. His name is
SG Frozen Enterprise.
Yes, SG Frozen Enterprise was his name. Well, he got sick right before he went out to ride. They call him Iceman, and he went out to ride, and he got sick. And he said, "Well, he's kind of just a little off." So I rode him, but I could tell he was not well. So they had the vet come out, and they did some blood work, toxicology scans, and found out that he had been poisoned. Immediately after that, two of his other horses had issues. One, in the middle of the night, was let out to run around the place, the showgrounds. Found him the next morning, his stall had been opened, and he was out running around the showgrounds. Another one had a nail nailed into his hoof between his shoe and his hoof. They nailed right into his hoof.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had three of his horses that were attacked, basically. One they tried to kill was this leading stallion. So they have now a $20,000 reward out, Raining by the Bay, and the owners of the horse are putting out a reward. They don't know who did it. They have some very fuzzy footage from the video cams that were around the fairgrounds, but it's never happened like this at a show like this before. So they're offering $20,000 reward if you know anybody responsible.
This is a terrible story.
I know, but
hey, geez, but what?
I don't know. You don't hear about this too often at horse shows. You hear about it at other kind of sporting events, but not too often at horse shows. So let's hope
for
they
those.
Catch.
Let me lighten this up a little bit. Yes. For those who are listening that realize that Glenn says hoof really stupid. Yes, for years and years we've had a problem with it. So when he says
now you have to remember 50% of the audience don't see a problem the way you
that
say
is
it,
not
Bobby.
True.
That is true. We determined that
scientifically proven that is not true. You went to a farrier's conference, and the only guy that said hoof was British.
No, okay? the farrier we have on every week from New York says it the way I do.
Review. You are lying. You are lying. Okay, so I've got a fun news story for you. And Don Deems just sent me this over, and then I saw it on Facebook. Yay! Zenyatta's second baby just had his first official workout. He breezed 4 furlongs in 51 and 23, and it was fast. He ranked 41 out of 47. You know, they don't want to rate. They're not trying to get the bullet work, if you will. They're just trying to let him get in the groove of kind of working distances, and they have to come up with some time. So congratulations to Zyconic. He's on the track, baby, and he's working. That's like big boy stuff right there. Big boy stuff to go out there and have a work.
Mm. Let's hope he does better than the others have so far.
Listen, I was reading a story because Cosmic One, her first baby, this is Zyconic's her second, Cosmic One, they're doing a story about how Bernardini, which is the father, is what they're calling a mare killer. And I was like, what's a mare killer?
If you knew that, why would you have bred to him?
They're starting because he was the hottest thing out there. at that Stay Thirsty was his baby. He was the hottest thing for that's the thing is it gets kind of cyclical. Mm-hmm. The ones like AP Indy keep it their whole entire lives and stay hot their whole lives. Well, Bernardini, mm-hmm. they're saying is what they're now learning is a mare killer. And I thought, what does that mean? He's aggressive with mares? What does that mean? No, he brings down the mare influence. So where you would have a horse like Zenyatta and you would mate it with a Bernardini, Zenyatta is going to give the horse a big push in her bloodlines, and Bernardini is kind of like muting them a little bit, if you know what I mean. So
what you're saying in a lot of words is he's a crappy stallion. Just say it.
Well, they have dropped his stud fee. It was $100,000 and now it's $85,000. So he's not that crappy where he's going for nothing. But yeah, he's kind of crappy. He's kind of
when he gets down to $5,000, you know it's over.
He's hit or miss. When he gets sent to Japan.
Yep.
You know, they've given up
it's
on
over.
Him. Yeah. But I never heard the term mare killer up until this past weekend.
That's wrong. It just doesn't sound
good. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
I know. Something
better. Especially after our last story. That's not good at all. Hey, you're talking about racing. When this horse was first born, we covered it. It's the horse's name is White Bliss. It's a rare white standardbred, which was born a couple of years ago. And White Bliss just broke the maiden the other day. And we posted a picture on our Facebook page. This horse is white. I mean, we're not talking gray here. We are talking white. And when you see, I watched the video of White Bliss running, and you see, I mean, it's six brown horses and one white one.
Just white.
It's like just, this is white. It's a white horse. It's a rare, they say it's one in every 200,000 are born like this. This pure white like this one is. So yeah, broke its maiden, and this horse sold at the 2013 Harrisburg sale for $240,000. So they were expecting big things out of this horse. That's high for a standardbred. So they were expecting big things out of this horse, and it did pretty well and won its first race. So congratulations. Yay! There. I'll tell you who else won. It's a friend of yours.
Who?
Tammy won? Smith.
Yeah, gosh, she's so cool.
Tammy Smith won the CIC 3-star. Oh, by the way, at this particular event, it's Rebecca Farm, which is in the Midwest. It's one of the very...
It's in Montana.
Yes, Montana's in the Midwest.
That's Midwest. I think that's Northwest.
Okay. All right, Northwest, Montana, and it's a very popular event. Everybody loves this event. All the eventers love going, except for the distance. They love going there. It's beautiful. It's a well-run event. Everybody loves this event, and they have a higher level. They do 3 stars there, which is one of the very few in the country that do that, so they take advantage, and everybody travels out there. They had a CCI 3-star and a CIC 3-star, and someday I'm going to understand what the hell those mean.
But I think that the CCI is longer and bigger, but the distance is longer. The CIC is shorter.
Okay. So anyway, they had the CCI 3-star and a Martin one, and it wasn't Boyd. It was,
what?
Yes, I know. It was Kurt Martin, and he's a 33-year-old out of Virginia, won that event on Deluxe Z, and it was the biggest win of his career, and he was so excited about it. He said, I've gotten grants before, and I've never been able to use one. I was able to use a grant to come out here to this show, and he was so excited to win his first major event. His mom owns the horse, and he said apparently his mom broke down weeping after she realized her son had won his first CCI 3-star title. I guess you think she was weeping because she's gone, God, all that money I put in finally paid off, or she was happy for her son, or was it both?
Maybe a little bit, but no, that is so sweet that because, you know, these guys that win all the time, just, they don't understand. I think they forget what a big deal it is for somebody like this to win their first one. So congratulations to Kurt Martin. The horse's name is Deluxe Z.
We'll see more of that horse coming up, maybe at Rolex next year. But your friend, Tammy Smith, tell us about, for new listeners, tell about Tammy.
Tammy Smith is an eventer who used to be from the East Coast. Now she lives in California, and I don't know what you want me to tell about her. She's a Fleekswerk sponsored rider, and she is
Her before, right?
Yeah, she's so bubbly and fun. Every year when we go to Galway, she has a Halloween party, and she literally decorates her entire house. I don't know how she has the time. She dressed as Michelle Obama one year, and it was hilarious. And she's just a really fun, really nice, down to earth mom with a great husband who's a cop. And she just she's just really cool girl. And she's the kind of girl you see at a horse trial, and everybody wants to be friends with her because she's just really, really sweet. So Tammy actually had a really good weekend, and she ended up winning the three star.
I get caught at it.
With My Bomb. And Barb Crabo, my old coach, came in second place with Ever Ready, her Rolex mount.
How old is Ever Ready? It seems like I've been hearing that name forever.
I know. He's been around forever. She bred him and raised him and started him and got him from zero to where he is now. So he's done a couple Rolexes. He hasn't finished one yet, but he does it CICs better, the shorter ones better because of issues. But anyway, Barb came in second with Ever Ready. And I think Barb came in third on her other horse in the two star, maybe. I don't know. It was a really good weekend. I did realize I'm dying to go to Rebecca Farms, and it's like from here a 24 hour drive.
Yeah,
really, really,
it's way up there. And you see pictures from there. It is at the mountains are in the back. It's just beautiful.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I, after driving to Flag Is Up Farms, which is like 10 hours, and how stressful and exhausting that was, I said to myself, I am never driving to Rebecca Farms. I just can't even imagine. Now, there's some really amazing horse chicks. You just get in the truck and start driving. I'm not that girl anymore. I was that girl. I'm not her anymore.
And that's why they have a tough time. That's why Rebecca has to put on an amazing show, and the people out there do an amazing job.
It's huge.
Well, they have to draw the people from the East Coast. And it's a challenge for the East Coasters to get out there. For us, it's like 2-3 day drive, right?
Yeah. So, a couple days from me, and I live in Phoenix. So, I mean, it's really far out there. A lot of people fly out there, and that was what a lot of the grant money that Kurt Martin was talking about. The Rebecca Farms gives grant money out to people to come to their place. I mean, but Buck Davidson comes out every year. He always has a horse, and he actually was in first, I believe, on one of his horses, and through show jumping fell down to third, but he had a pretty good weekend too. He was leading the entire time.
Well, we have another eventer on here. Leslie, we're just talking about Rebecca Farm and giving a report from the weekend. Have you ever been there?
No, but it is on my bucket list for sure. It looks spectacular.
It's ridiculous. It's so amazing. Now, how far a drive is Rebecca from you?
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Like days, right? I mean,
days. Yeah, let's see. I'm curious now. Hold on.
It's probably, I imagine it's going to be in the 30 some hours for
what
you.
What is it? Kalispell?
Kalispell, K-A-L-I-S-P-E-L-L.
Yeah, which I think isn't it up and toward northern Montana too? It's not even in the south. It's up there
I'm going to Google it too. Phoenix.
Yeah, basically 35 hours.
So that if you're hauling horses, that's 3-4 days.
It's a long way.
Oh my God, it's only 19 hours from me.
Oh, you're good. Oh. You can go next year.
Your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like right next
door. Thor will be ready by next year. Just bring him on up.
They don't do beginner novice. But they have the novice 3-day and training 3-day. I mean, can you imagine, Leslie, doing a 3-day out there in Kalispell, and the trot sets that you must have just be incredible. Just incredible. How fun. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do it.
I wonder if they fly horses from Phoenix.
To Kalispell? You think there's an airport up there?
Yeah, they fly horses up there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Where do they land? Somebody's pasture?
Probably. It's like there's enough wide open spaces out there.
Yeah, people say it takes about 24 hours to drive if you go straight through from here with the horse trailer. I days for you. Holy smokes.
Well, let's introduce Leslie properly.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission, to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
And we do welcome her again. Hey, Leslie.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right.
Did you have any amazing travels over the weekend? I mean, you've been like in other countries and all over the world.
No, this weekend was a little more down to earth. I did make travel multiple times, about twice a day to the barn because my horse has a raging abscess. So that's about as exciting as it's been. It's gotten.
So are you soaking and packing and all that?
All the things. And my horse is such a gigantic weenie. He has the lowest pain threshold of any horse I've ever met. So he's just pitiful. He's just like, Mom, let's just call the vet. I'm ready to be put down. Let's amputate my foot. He's so sad.
Put me out of my misery. I can't take it. So can't do this anymore. Now, you are the, you're the boss over there at Horse Nation. I'm sure you get all sorts of different products to try. But what works for you in drawing an abscess? What's your abscess protocol?
Just I'm a stick to the classics, Epsom, a nice, soak in Epsom salt, and then Magna paste with covered by the diaper, covered by the vet wrap, covered by the duct tape, classic girl.
I can't believe with all the technology, we had a listener on, a guest on who was talking about 3D echo wave location for their horse who was blind. And yet we're still using Epsom salts.
And diapers.
And diapers. Yeah. How is there not like some sort of like put it around the hub and it just sucks it right out? I don't
get
it.
You would think, right?
Echolocation for blind horses, and we're using diapers.
I will tell you, the Redmond Equine, what's it called, Jennifer? They have their paste.
It's the Gold.
The Daily Gold paste stuff. You use it as a kind of, as a packing. It seems to work pretty well.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feed my horses that. So it does a little bit of everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, we moved to Horse Nation. There are, this one I had to read. And I read when it was posted because it's very true. Your writer, Kristen Kovach, is not a very fun Facebook friend because she will crush your hopes and dreams about your favorite things on Facebook that have been shared. And one of my favorite things that has ever been shared was the farm owner. And I know you guys have seen this. It's a bunch of horses standing out in a pasture and they're standing underneath giant chairs, a giant picnic table and another giant chair. Mm-hmm. And the caption that goes with this is, this farm owner was denied a council permit to build a horse shelter. Fortunately, you don't need a permit to build tables and chairs. And so, like, cleverly to avoid the drama, they just decided to build a giant table and chairs as opposed to horse shelter because, by God, his horse needed some shelter. And I love this story. Talk to me about it. Ruin me.
Yeah.
Brush my teeth.
Table and chairs. This one has shown up on my, it just keeps circulating around, 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 and no one really knows what this story is behind it, but, Kristen figured it out. The story is that there's a farm owner in Germany who is also a wood merchant, and he built the, pieces of furniture to, advertise his business. Then, the horses also, they happen to double as some shade for his horses. So,
So it's a great big sign, basically.
Yeah, basically. An alternative billboard, I guess. But,
well, it would make me stop and look.
yeah, for sure.
It looks a lot better than the first shelter I ever built for our horses that basically after 10 minutes was falling down. So, yeah, it looks a lot better than that.
I love these comments from people. You ask for people to what else, you know, what else have you seen? And a lot of people put different stories that they've seen. And the one about the deaf mute Rainer who rode the horse 3 days bareback for 3 days. And then she competed at bareback without a bridle. And it's Stacey Westfall. Yeah. Like, she's not a deaf mute. She's Stacey Westfall. But I did like Tanith posted a comment, and the comment was, "You've ruined my life. There are no miracles."
Yeah, because you not only killed that one, there were three other ones, the myths, worth myths, yes, Facebook myths in here that you killed.
The paint horse with the word horse written from the butt all the way up to the neck, and it says horse on it. It's Photoshop.
You're not going to tell us that the one that went around last week that we talked about with the baby, the baby horse with the horse on it in white is fake.
That one is true.
Oh, that one's real.
It had to be true. It was on Daily Mail.
Yeah, it was on video. We have it on video. So, yeah, that one's for real.
Okay, good. I don't want you to ruin it.
So, if you want your hopes and dreams crushed, go to horsenation.com.
Oh, there's one more. Can I please bring this up? Because it came around on my Facebook page again last week. It's the 52 thoroughbreds in Ohio that need homes. Good God, people. It was 12 years ago. They have homes. They probably died now of old age by the time.
We actually talked to one of the girls that adopted two of them.
Yes.
I mean, so it was real.
But it was like years ago.
But it was, forever ago. This poor guy with his dang number, I bet he's changed it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah, this one keeps circling around, 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 around. And I think that's what actually kicked it off. Like, Kristen and I actually turned in very similar stories on the very same day. I think this ad, the way it was circulating back around next week, like two people sent it to me and she saw it too. And I wrote, so she put this post together, and then I have a post, waiting to go sometime this week. That is, about things that I wish, my non-horsey Facebook friends would quit tagging me in. And this is
I was just going to say, it's funny you say that, because I was going to say, this one's probably being shared by non-horsey people now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Everybody that's non-horsey thinks they have to share anything they see about a horse with you.
Oh, my gosh. Make it stop.
I love that they're thinking of me, but my God, if I see the video of the little girl getting on the big horse by getting on the little horse first,
yes.
I seriously have seen that several times. Yes. Or it's hilarious, but have you seen the video of the horse that gets out of the trailer and it's like an Andalusian stallion and it sees the miniature statue and it goes crazy? It's hilarious, but like, okay. Seen it. You're right. There's so many forwards. I'm going through my Facebook page right now. I'm like, another non-horsey friend. Non-horsey.
You know what I try to do to Jamie is I try to post anything I can find that's vegan just to piss her off.
That's different.
It doesn't make me mad. It just encourages me, Glenn. Girl moving the bale of hay. The girl with the wheels that moves the bale of hay. Okay, I've seen it.
It's like if you non-horsey Facebook friends are like, if this is floated onto your radar, like, then we have seen it like 4 months ago.
Right.
Like, already. So don't.
But you know what? We're just talking to the air because they're not listening right now. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're just talking to ourselves pretty much.
Well, I have a big rant on the subject coming up this week, so you can look forward to that.
Okay, cool.
Maybe we can make that go viral.
My horsey friends, keep posting stuff because you guys, if you're getting it, I haven't probably seen it yet.
Yeah.
But my non-horsey friends, quit. But they're not listening, so we're talking to nobody.
Okay.
Now, talk to us about the 10 senses all horses possess.
Oh, wait. Before we move on to that, one more. I want to bring up something that is going around Facebook that is true. there is a couple in Virginia is giving away.
This one.
35-acre farm via an essay contest, which is interesting. It looks adorable, super neat. Who doesn't want a free horse farm?
What? So, tell us about the farm first.
Okay. Let's see. It's 35 acres. Pristine green paddocks with new fences, historic barn wood throughout the property, more than 2 miles of groomed riding and driving trails.
I want it.
Yeah.
So how do we get it? Is this for real?
They're doing an essay contest. It is a bit of a gamble because they're asking for a $200 application fee, to go along with your 1,000-word essay on why you'd like to win the farm and what you would do with the property. They're hoping to get enough. The older couple is hoping to get enough applicants. I think $5,000 is their hope that would cover the remaining mortgage on their farm, allow them to purchase a retirement home, and help with their grandchildren's college tuition. So, and they've checked with lawyers. The contest is totally legal, they say they will, if they don't get a sort of sufficient number of entries, they have the they reserve the right to cancel the contest and return the entry fees. So it's not like, you know, they're going to take your money and then be like, just kidding, we're going to sell it after all. At least there's that.
Do you know what 5,000 times 200 is?
I was just doing that math.
It's $1 million.
Oh, wow.
So they're not really giving the farm away.
No.
No. No. So you have to send them $200 and an 1,000-word essay on why you would like to win the farm.
Are we sure this isn't a hoax?
I'm sure. I'm sure it's not.
It's on the internet, Glenn. It's true.
You know, yeah. I mean, and maybe it sounds like they really do. You know, they want the farm is special to them. They've totally redone it. They want it to go to somebody who is going to, you know, honor it and use it.
Is there a minimum number of essays and $200 fees for them to do this?
Minimum?
They don't say a minimum. No. Okay.
$5,000 was the. I mean, they want $5,000.
Well, they're hoping to get it. That would be $1 million. Okay. So, yeah, that would do all right.
Yeah,
I would like to send out essay contests for my farm, and I'll take $100 and $5,000.
That's right. You're not greedy, are you?
Yeah,
you can write whatever you want. I don't care. Yeah. Just make it entertaining, and I'll just pick the winner. Leslie, this begs the question: because you live in Tennessee. You're not too far from there. Have you entered? And you're a great writer.
Yeah, I know, right? I was fabricating this plan. I was like, I could write because I'm a good writer. You know, I can tug some heartstrings, you know? So maybe I'll make up this whole essay narrative about what I'm going to do with the farm is turn it into a rescue for miniature horses that are for like blind, lame miniature horses. Also a therapeutic riding program and and a food pantry and like an orphanage for abandoned children from third world countries. I don't know. I think I guess
that are all missing their right arm. Okay, yes. And like one. Yeah. Oh my god.
They have cancer. Yes. Yeah. I think I can make this happen.
One-armed cancer kids that have
this
blind
isn't funny, but it's
and one leg. Oh my god!
Morbidly funny.
Three-legged miniature horses, and I think.
You know, I did not cover this story.
Give it to that person.
I saw this article in a bunch of places, and I didn't cover the story. We didn't do it on the show because I just wasn't sure it was real. So now that we've seen it on your website, we know it has to be, and it's not April 1st, right? Is it April 1st?
Nope, okay. Not April 1st.
All right, good. All right, so.
I believe it because these people could potentially get $1 million. I mean, right. That's what they want.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many people are going to spawn? How many people believe they have the writing ability to put 1,000 words together that could win a contest and then pay $200 too?
If Leslie Wiley won't do it, nobody's
going to do it. No, you're right.
If I had $200 to
See, okay, so there's the answer. She's not doing it. So we'll see if they get five.
Eliminate 75% of the horse people out there because they can't scrape together $200.
Right.
You know, they should have made it $50 and done more entry. I think you would have got, it's kind of like going to the baseball game and spending $12 for a beer. I would buy a lot more beers if they were $5 a piece, which is still overpriced, but you can't even buy one beer. So you're not going to do this because $200 is a lot of money for a horse person.
Yeah. $50, I would do it like hands down for sure.
Yeah.
Hey.
But then they'd need
before we go, Leslie, because I see we're running out of time already. Before we go, I just have to tell you something because I wanted to bring it up at the end of the show and you didn't get to hear the beginning, I don't think. So I got to tell you something cool that happened at the beginning of the show and I want to give her another shout out. Maria from Gotland, Sweden. I don't know if you saw it on our Facebook page. Wrote to us and said how much she enjoys the show, and they had a little mini baby, and the baby has an official long name, and they didn't know what to name it. So they said the baby is feminine, refined, and has a ton of attitude, and is only going to be 33 inches, so we're naming it Jamie.
That's amazing.
You have to go to our Facebook page and look at the picture. It's so cute. This baby is so cute. And I think that this lady, I talked to her over the weekend on Facebook. She's a very nice woman, listens to our show all the time in Sweden, and named the horse after Jamie. So,
oh, I'm looking at it right now. It's so cute.
Isn't it?
I'm so cute. I know. You're so cute.
I just wanted to give Maria another shout out. What a great story.
Aw, that's amazing.
Who wakes up in the morning?
A ton of attitude.
Who wakes up in the morning thinking there's going to be a cute mini horse named after him in Sweden?
That's amazing.
You know, we forget sometimes that you have readers and we have listeners all around the world because you don't hear from them quite as often for whatever reason as you do the others. Mm-hmm. You know, as people from here in Canada and stuff. And we forget that they're out there. You know, I'm sure you're writing and you're posting and, you know there's people reading it, but you're doing your work and you're going through the day just like we are. And we're doing the shows and we're talking to each other and we're having fun. And you kind of forget sometimes that there's people listening. It's probably absolutely the same way for you. And then every once in a while, something like this happens and it really surprises you.
Yeah.
No pressure, Leslie.
Oh, no.
A horse named Leslie somewhere.
In Japan. We want a horse named Leslie in Japan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leslie, for joining us.
Oh, sure thing. Have a great week.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
I cannot believe a half hour went by that fast. It's like, it was over. I looked up and the half hour was over.
I know.
It's so fun when we have Leslie on.
Good stuff.
Well, we have a best of. We have a special episode for you tomorrow. Jamie, you're going to be back on Wednesday, right? Before you head out?
Yes.
Okay, so Jamie will be back on Wednesday. We have a lot of fun stuff planned for you this week. I do have, I'm happy to announce that we have confirmed we had two open Tuesdays and Thursdays every month, and we have now filled those, and we'll have more news on that coming up. We're going a little Western, and also, we're going to have one of those special episodes. It's going to be coming to us from Australia. So for all of our Australian listeners. So all of that's coming up, and we'll be starting those in August. So we can be looking forward to some new fun episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays and some of the empty spots we had.
Fun. Very good.
Very good. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, and we'll be seeing you here and on all the shows here on the Horse Radio Network. See you Wednesday,
everybody. Have a great one. Spay, neuter, geld.
Feminine, refined
attitude.
She didn't say what kind of attitude.
It's cute. It doesn't matter.
And short.